Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Arts Center of the Capital Region engages people in the creative experience. They are the region's preeminent proponent of the arts and creative education, expression, and appreciation through classes, camps, exhibits, and presentations.
And this past Monday night, the Arts Center hosted a screening of the 2004 documentary Touch the Sound, a sound journey with Evelyn Glennie as part of the Albany Symphony's American Music Festival.
And Christopher Marbolo is the president of the Arts Center of the Capital Region. He joins us now to tell us what is new and upcoming, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Christopher back to the program. You always get it easy. We come to you.
Whatever works, meaning
we come to Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a delight to have you back on the program. How are things going for the Arts Center?
Very well. We're launching some very new and interesting programs that I'd like to talk about soon. We have our annual FET Show exhibit opening up next week. Which
what is that?
That's an exhibit that is decades long. It features work from regional artists, professional, amateur. Anyone who wants to become a member of the Arts Center can exhibit their work. So it's a wide variety of art, painting, sculpture, printmaking, and it's just an incredible show. Every square inch of the wall is covered with art from artists in the region.
But you said decades long. What does that mean?
It started when the Art Center was in a brownstone on Washington Park, yeah. And the artwork was first exhibited literally on the fence, which is why it's called the Fence Show, and it's been around for over 40 years.
I was going to ask that if the theme of anything had to do with fence.
No.
No, that's good. Okay, so now we understand.
And but you could sell your art there.
Yeah.
Which would be fencing it. Okay, sorry.
There you go. When you look at an event like that, I would think the one thing that it does is allows you to show off a little bit, right?
Definitely. It allows us to show off by letting regional artists show off. And
right.
Again, this is a low barrier show. Anyone who wants to submit work can.
Well, does that stop some, quote, professionals from getting into it saying, oh, I don't want to be associated with an anybody show, as opposed to a juried show?
We haven't seen that. We have, again, a real range of amateur artists and professionals who sell their work regularly.
Yeah.
I think the show is high quality, and even the amateur artists are producing very interesting work.
What are you looking for when you do this? You say that's one of your most popular exhibits. So the goal is to show the range and ultimately what can be accomplished when you have an art center in the community?
Right. I mean, we think of ourselves as a populist organization. We want to be accessible to as many people as we can. And part of that is the process of demystifying art and the creative experience. And when you allow virtually anyone to show their work, you do that. You accomplish that goal.
Christopher, what was your background?
My background was education. I was an independent school educator for 27 years, was a head of school.
But where?
The town school in New York City, Albany yeah. Academy. I was the head of middle school there.
Wow.
But originally was a musician and a music major. And my interest in the arts predates my interest in education.
What was your instrument?
Guitar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When you think of the, and we'll get to some of the other things that are going on, but when you think about your overall mission, a lot of it is classes, a lot of it is programs that you have throughout the year, and that's an ongoing thing. You don't really have a closed period, do you?
No, we don't. We're nonstop from January through December 31st. Our main source of income, classes, but we do have four galleries and a black box theater. And, you know, lots going on.
What is a black box theater?
It's just a theater that is literally a black square that can be used for many different purposes, from readings, music. We have our annual gala in that space. It's a very flexible space.
Your gala is coming up next week?
Yes.
What can we expect from that?
Well, we're honoring a couple of friends of the Art Center, Gene Lindman and Wally and Jane Altus, and we're also unveiling our second annual Regional Artist Award. So we give an award to a emerging artist and an established artist. And we did that for the first time last year.
Do we know who that is yet?
I know, but you don't.
I see. I got you. Sure.
Well, do they know?
They know.
They know.
They'll be there.
That's good. I'm sitting on pins and needles.
Yes, there you go. Well, we'll know next week. Yeah. And when you look at the classes, that's varied. The schedule that comes to me sometimes, I'm just amazed by what you do, and I assume you do a lot of testing the waters, right? You'll throw things out, see if this works. Those things stay, other things go, right?
Definitely.
It's a little ebb and flow.
Little ebb and flow. There are always certain things that seem to sell out all the time, the introductory classes. We have a new series of classes called Try It, which, again, is a low-cost commitment way to try your hand at some of these mediums. But, you know, we need to fail every once in a while and try classes that might work but might not.
Can you name something that you failed at?
Well,
since, as they say on Law & Order, you open
the
door.
We just try to run some digital music classes, and we haven't done a lot of music lately. So we're trying to get back into that field, and the first one didn't fly, but we're going to try again.
And I would think that would be difficult to kind of explain what it is you're ultimately trying to do.
I think it reaches a very small audience. These are people who understand digital recording. This might have been a course that was too elemental for many of them, and we may need to go up the ladder a bit.
But you get points for trying, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, you know, a big part of creativity is experimentation and failure, and I'm comfortable with trying things that are interesting that may not work and then going back and figuring out why they didn't and trying again.
So in life, what annoys you?
Just generally?
Just today, on your way over here, Christopher, what?
I had to walk up a very steep hill. That was very annoying. Yeah. I parked poorly.
You didn't park in the right spot.
No, I did not park in the right spot.
Okay. Yeah. But is there something philosophically about the arts community, about arts, about competition, about money raising?
Sure.
Is there something that really gets your goat?
It doesn't get my goat, but I think there are so many misunderstandings about creativity. I think a lot of people think either you're born creative or it's a magical, mysterious skill that only some people have, and we don't think that's true. In fact, we're launching classes in creative thinking at the Art Center this summer. So we do not believe it's a mysterious condition. We think it's a skill that can be taught. We think it's a critical skill. It complements the arts. And as far as I know, no one else in the region is teaching it, and we're going to.
And your writing programs, tell us about those.
Very strong. A lot of it is focused on memoir. Marion Roach Smith is one of our most powerful teachers.
And one of our favorite people in the world.
Yep. And she connects with a huge range of people, from veterans to people who are writing for the first time ever and is very popular. Her classes always sell out.
Yeah. Mm.
She will pull people in from outside of the state. I mean, they will come in, do the class, and then go back home.
And so just for everybody who's listening, a memoir is?
Memoir is simply a reflection on your own life.
So, but it doesn't have to be biographical, or does it?
It is. It's biographical. Yeah.
Okay.
When you put those classes together and you bring people in, is that do you find it to be a gateway of, oh, okay, we'll take a memoir class. Oh, look what's going on over there. Well, that looks interesting.
Sure.
And suddenly, oh, pottery.
Right. We do try to engage people over many years. If you start with pottery one, you can finish with pottery four, and you can switch to painting, or you can switch to memoir, or you can switch to music. And if you're creative, there are lots of means of expression at the Art Center. And we do have people who have been taking classes with us literally for decades.
Your space is beautiful. I mean, I've explored every nook and cranny of that place. It's absolutely incredible because you have just a little bit of everything. I don't know how much of that was by, because you're in an old building, right?
Right.
And you just fit it to allow you to pretty much do whatever you want.
Right. We have professional grade studios, and unless you're on a college campus, you're not going to find that anywhere else.
Right.
So it's professional grade experiences and studios accessible to everyone.
So is it unique? I mean, in other words, it's unique here in Troy, but what about the Berkshires have similar things that, you know, so do you all get together every once in a while and say, let's do this way?
We do. I've been out to IS 183 in
terrific
Stockbridge.
Place.
Great place. Great people, a little bit of a smaller scale, but yeah, we definitely compare notes.
Yeah.
You know, the challenging thing for any arts organization in this day and age is revenue. earning enough income to keep the organization healthy.
We get it. Lockbox. Go ahead.
Lockbox. We have to start our own version of the Lockbox.
And how's it going?
It's going well. In fact, we are seeing some pretty serious increases in earned income at the Art Center over the past year, and that's what we need to continue
Indeed.
To do and see.
Christopher Marblow is the president of the Art Center of the Capital Region, which is located at 265 River Street in Troy. You can find out more information by going to Art Center Online. Art Center Online to find out about the Fence Show, to find out about the gala, to find out about all the classes, artcenteronline.org. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable's live broadcast from the Albany Symphony's American Music Festival at MPAC on WAMC.